Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 10. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italy. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Io sono Ayla.
E siamo molto contenti di essere qua ancora una volta con voi per un altro episodio di Coffee Break Italian, ma oggi fa freddissimo nello studio.
Sì, fa un freddo cane, come si dice in italiano.
Un freddo cane, it's dog cold in the studio. Sì. And it's a little bit ironic because it's now in the middle of summer and yet it's still absolutely freezing in the studio. But we're here for you, recording sì. Another lesson. Now, in this lesson, we're going to be looking at four more verbs. Four verbs to finish off our section on verbs. And these verbs, Francesca, are?
Venire, uscire, e dire.
And we have a fourth one that we're going to be looking at in our bonus lesson, and that is?
Ah, sì, giusto, riuscire.
Riuscire. Now, venire, to come, uscire, to go out. Then dire, of course, a very common verb to say. And riuscire, to succeed,
sì,
to manage to do something.
Sì.
Okay. Ayla, stai bene?
Sto bene, ma ho freddo.
Sì, si vede?
Sì, sta tremando, poverina.
Ayla's chittering here, but we're going to keep going despite the cold. Okay, let's get on with our lesson.
Allora, mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
This presentation is going to be something of a gallop through different verbs here because we're looking at irregular ire verbs today, some of which we've already covered, we've already mentioned in previous episodes, but we will definitely be getting into them in greater detail. Let's begin with one of the most common verbs in any language,
sí.
And that is to come. So, Francesca, can you conjugate the verb to come, which is, of course?
Venire.
Let's hear I come.
Vengo.
You come.
Vieni.
He or she comes.
Viene.
We come.
Veniamo.
You all come.
Venite.
And they come.
Vengono.
One more time, just the Italian.
Okay. Vengo, vieni, viene, veniamo, venite, vengono.
Now, I'm sure our listeners are already thinking about the ways in which this verb is similar to a verb we looked at in the last lesson. And that verb was, of course...
Tenere.
Because there's that stray G that comes
Good.
In.
sì.
Vengo and vengono. And then the other parts, vieni, viene, with the added I. And then, of course, veniamo and venite, which are beautiful and regular.
Sì.
But then back to vengono for an irregular part. Okay, let's take some example sentences with venire.
Okay.
Of course, this verb is used very often when we're talking about where people come from.
Sì, sì, ovviamente.
It's one of the first things that we talk about when we're making a new friend, as it were. So we've seen the structure di dove sei.
Sì, where are you from?
So di dove sei, Francesca?
Io sono di Biella.
Biella, okay. But we can also use venire to tell where we're from, can't we?
Sì, da dove vieni?
So in this case, we're using a different preposition. It's not sì. Di, but da.
Da.
So, from where do you come? Da dove vieni?
Sì, da dove vieni?
Okay, so I can say, vengo da Glasgow.
Sì, and I can say, vengo da Biella.
So, sono di or vengo da?
Sì, it's very important not to mix the two prepositions and the two verbs up. We can't say, io sono da Glasgow or io vengo di Glasgow. So, it's very important to recognize that.
Okay. So what would we say, for example, if we said my friend is from Viareggio?
E il mio amico o la mia amica è di Viareggio or viene da Viareggio.
Viene da Viareggio using venire or è di using essere.
Sì.
Okay. What about my colleagues come from Venice?
I miei colleghi vengono da Venezia.
Okay. And it's not just people that can come from a particular place. For example, a food could come from a particular place.
Of course. Ad esempio, questa mozzarella viene da Benevento.
Okay. This mozzarella cheese comes from Benevento. Okay. Perfetto. Now, of course, it's not just places that a particular food or person can come from. It's also countries. And this is where we have to be a little bit more careful. Because if I were to say, I come from Scotland, then I would say...
Vengo dalla Scozia.
And there we're combining da and la Scozia.
Sì.
And that becomes dalla. And you've probably heard the double L in there, dalla Scozia.
Sì, bravissimo. Vengo dalla Scozia.
E da dove vieni tu?
Io vengo dall'Italia.
So, D-A-L-L apostrophe, Italia. So we've seen da plus a definite article before. For example, when we were talking about trains leaving from a particular platform.
Sì, we did il treno parte dal binario 3.
So dal, D-A-L, that's from il binario, dal binario. So from the platform. But when we're talking about a country, very often countries are feminine. And therefore, we would say dalla Scozia, dalla Francia.
But they can also be masculine, plural.
Okay, let's hear some examples then.
Ad esempio, Giappone è maschile, il Giappone. So if I come from Japan, vengo dal Giappone.
Okay, so vengo dal Giappone. We'll put a list of some further examples in the notes here.
Okay.
What about when the country starts with a vowel? We've already heard dall'Italia,
sì.
D-A-L-L apostrophe. But one common situation that I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be wanting to say is I come from the United States.
Sì, United States is plural and it's masculine. And it also begins with S and a consonant.
Yes, particularly complicated from our friends from the United States. If we were to say, I come from the United States, we would say...
Vengo dagli Stati Uniti.
Vengo dagli Stati Uniti. Okay, we will see further examples of venire in the other part of the lesson with Ayla, but let's move on to our second verb, because this is supposed to be a gallop through different verbs. We're looking at uscire.
Sì, uscire.
Uscire means to go out.
Go out.
Okay, let's conjugate it because it's quite a tricky one.
Sì, there is a very important change in the stem of the verb. Esco, esci, esce, usciamo, uscite, escono.
Okay, you can see what's happening here. The U of the infinitive, uscire, that's U-S-C, for some parts of this verb becomes an E.
Sì.
So you don't say usco, but esco.
Perfetto.
Esco, esci, esce, And we see that same pattern because it's followed by an O in the I form, and then it's followed by an I in the U form and an E in the he or she form. So esco, eshi, eshe. But then we go back to the U for the we form.
Usciamo.
Usciamo. And the U plural form?
Uscite.
And the they form jumps back to the E.
Sì, escono.
Okay, so it goes, it actually sounds a little bit like exit.
Yeah, so that's actually the origin.
The origin, of course. So escono, it sounds a little bit like exit, you're going out of somewhere. But uscire can mean to go out, as in to go out for a night in the town.
Sì, sì, sì.
Are you going out tonight?
Sì, esci stasera.
Are you going out tonight? Esci stasera.
Just one thing, Mark, because I can see my students, they always get a little bit mixed up with uscire. You cannot use uscire followed by the place you go to when you go out. So, for example, a common mistake is, questa sera esco in discoteca.
Okay, there you're saying where you're going, but in fact, esco is enough.
It's enough.
You're going out, so...
Questa sera esco.
I'm going out this evening. You don't need to know where. But if you do want to be specific about where you're going, then you would just use...
Andare.
Yeah.
Vado in discoteca. So you can say questa sera esco e vado in discoteca.
So esco and uscire is this idea of going out just in general. It's also used when you're going out from a building. For example, you're leaving a room.
Sì.
Can you say I am going out of the room?
Sì, esco. For example, when you leave the office, esco alle cinque.
Okay, I go out, I leave the room, I leave the place at 5 o'clock.
Five, sì.
Esco alle cinque.
Certo.
Okay, now just before we leave uscire, I'm going to mention that there's another verb that conjugates exactly the same way as uscire. It just adds a couple of letters on at the beginning, but we'll be speaking about this verb as a bonus verb in our bonus episode, and that's the bonus audio episode, which you can find out about at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. However, let's go on to our other verb that we're covering in this gallop through a different series of verbs, and that is dire, to say, which is another extremely common verb.
Sì.
And therefore, it's irregular, because sì, all the common ones tend to be irregular.
It's also to tell, say or to tell.
Absolutely, yeah. So dire, to say or to tell. Francesca, can you conjugate dire, please?
Con piacere. Dico, dici, dice, diciamo, dite, dicono.
There's quite a lot going on in there. Lots of different consonant sounds. So I say or I tell.
Dico.
You say.
Dici.
And he or she says or tells and so on.
Dice.
We say or we tell.
Diciamo.
You all say.
Dite.
And they say.
Dicono.
Now we have seen this verb in many situations. For example, can you tell me?
Mi può dire, formale.
Yes. Can you tell me, for example, when the castle closes?
Mi può dire a che ora chiude il castello?
Okay, Francesca, ho una domanda.
Sì?
I am perhaps wrong in this. I may be getting mixed up with other languages, but would I be correct in saying that from time to time you may hear another verb used instead of mi può dire, a verb that we covered very recently? I'm thinking of the verb sapere. Could we say mi sa dire?
Ah, sì, sì, bravo.
Instead
bravo.
Of saying mi può dire.
Sì.
Can you tell me? Are you able to tell
sì,
me?
Sì, sì, that's the idea.
Mi
Are
sa
you
dire?
In a position to
exactly.
tell me? That's the idea.
Mi sa dire a che ora chiudi il castello.
Aha, sì.
So another example there. But anyway, we're talking about dire. Mi può dire. Can you tell me? We've also come across I'd say. I would say at one point.
Sì, we did. Direi in season one.
Yeah, and that's quite a complicated verb if,
sì,
if we look
conditional.
At it. Yeah, if we look at it in a kind of grammatical context, it's a little bit complicated, but we know it as an item of vocabulary, direi.
Mm-hmm.
And also a very, 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 very well-known expression for our learners will be come si dice.
Ah, sì, ovviamente.
How is that said, or how does that say itself
sì,
almost?
Or how... Does one say?
Yep. So, come si dice, how does one say in italiano? Come si dice, ad esempio, not at all in italiano?
Ah, I know. This is one of your favorite words in Italian, Mark, if I remember rightly.
That's right.
Si dice figurati.
Figurati. Okay, when you've thanked someone and they say, ah, not at all. Figurati.
Sì.
And you kind of always kind of accompany it with a wave of your hand. Ah, figurati.
Sì, sì.
Figurati. Okay, I'm getting carried away here. I think it is time to move back to the remainder of our lesson with Ayla, and we will be picking up after the break with some further practice on dire, on uscire, and on
venire.
Venire.
Sì.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, bentornati. Welcome back. We hope that you enjoyed that presentation, and it's now time to put some of this into practice. And I'm sure this will help us all warm up here in the studio. Ayla, to begin with a little bit of a warm-up, can you conjugate these verbs? To begin with, let's look at the first one, which was venire, to come.
Vengo, vieni, viene, veniamo, venete, vengono.
Sì, it was nearly perfect.
Okay.
Just watch your plural forms. Veniamo for the we form.
Veniamo.
It goes back to the same as the infinitive. Venire, veniamo, V-E-N there.
Okay.
And the you plural form, venite.
Venite.
Venite. So just like the infinitive forms, venire, venite, veniamo. But, of course, the you come, vieni, the singular form, and he, she, or it comes, viene, the singular form again.
Sì.
And our G's are added with the first person singular and the third person plural. Vengo, vengono. Let's hear the whole conjugation, Francesca.
Va bene. Vengo, vieni, viene, veniamo, venite, vengono.
One more time, Ayla.
Vengo, vieni, viene, veniamo, venite, vengono.
Perfetto. Okay, let's move on to our second verb that we looked at, and that was...
uscire.
Uscire. It's a tricky one, especially with these vowel changes. See if you can remember what happens here. So, I go out.
Esco.
You go out.
Esci.
And he or she or it goes out.
Esce.
Yeah, and then with the we form...
usciamo.
Good. It goes back to u, same as the infinitive. Usciamo.
Uscite.
Uscite, you all go out.
And then escono.
Escono, good. So again, similar patterns there. We've got the esco, esci, esce. Different vowel to begin with. The e, esco, esci, esce. And then the u of the infinitive for the we and the you plural. Usciamo, uscite. And escono, back to the e for the plural form.
Sì. Sì.
The they plural. There's only one they plural. There's not,
sì,
there's not a they singular.
Singular.
So apologies for that. Okay, so we've had venire, we've had uscire, and one final verb, Ayla, was...
Dire?
Dire, to say or to tell. So let's hear a conjugation of dire.
Dico, dici, dice, diciamo, dite, dicono.
Brava. Okay, dico, dici, dice, diciamo, dite, dicono.
Perfetto.
Okay, right, we've done the conjugations. It's now time to warm up further with some translations.
Sì, le traduzioni.
Okay, have you come up with something interesting?
Very
concocted
interesting.
Something interesting
sì,
today?
Sì, sì.
Right, let's go with number one then.
Allora, numero uno, which is a question, Ayla. Giulia, do you come from Lecce?
Okay, so using the verb venire... Let's see if you can come up with that one, Ayla.
Giulia, vieni da Lecce?
Sì, molto bene. Giulia, vieni da Lecce?
And remember, it's vieni da, but sei di. Are you from, sei di Lecce, or do you come from, vieni da Lecce? Very important that you don't get those
sì,
two mixed up.
Sì.
Okay, let's go on to our next one.
Numero due, tonight... I'm going out with my cousins.
Questa sera esco con i miei cugini.
Brava.
Sì, well done. You didn't fall into the trap of I'm going out and you just kept simple present in Italian.
Okay. Yeah. Also, to think about the fact that to go out has got nothing to do with andare.
Sì,
uscire.
Sì, uscire.
It's the verb on its own, to go out, uscire. But, again, remember that if you're going out to the disco in the evening, then you wouldn't say esco in discoteca. Mm-hmm. You would say esco, and then you would say vado in discoteca.
Esatto, bravissimo, Marco.
So it's really important that you remember that you don't go out to somewhere in Italian. In English, we tend to say, I'm going out to a bar, I'm going out to a disco, mm-hmm. or I'm going out to the cinema. But in Italian, you go out, full stop. And then if you want to explain where you're going, then you can do so with andare. Va bene?
Va bene.
Okay, let's move on to our next translation.
Okay, numero tre. Marisa never goes out because she works too much. And think of... Never. What happens in Italian with a negative expression?
It's tricky, and I'm not entirely sure. I don't think we've really done that in any great way. We've covered it,
we've mentioned it. Yeah.
But basically, you need a double negative. You need the non, and you also need the word for never.
As if you were saying, Maria...
doesn't never go out.
Yeah, it sounds so odd, yes.
Okay, so Marisa doesn't... Never go out because she works too much.
Marisa non esce mai?
Sì, Marisa non esce mai.
Perché lavora troppo.
Molto bene, bravissima. Marisa non esce mai, and the double negative, non mai, perché lavora troppo.
Let's go on to number four.
Sì, numero quattro. Sometimes people don't tell the truth.
Purtroppo,
sì.
Unfortunately.
O per fortuna.
Well, I suppose it depends, yeah. Sometimes people don't tell or don't say the truth. Ayla, can you try translating that one?
Is sometimes a volte?
Yeah, just at times, a volte.
So that would make the whole sentence. A volte le persone non dicono la verità?
Sì, la verità. Stress on a. A volte le persone non dicono la verità. Molto bene.
Benissimo.
È brava la nostra Ayla.
Sì.
Ma che ne dici?
Sì, sono d'accordo.
Sì, sì.
Tu hai detto che ne dici? What do you say about it? Or cosa ne dici?
Ah, sì.
That's a really good expression there that we could introduce because we've been talking about dire. So
you can say, I didn't even think of that.
Cosa ne dici? What about it? Do you say? So, cosa ne dici? Or, as you said, che ne dici?
Sì.
Or indeed, che cosa ne dici?
Sì, sì.
So, what do you think of it? What do you say about it? What's your opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Cosa ne dici?
Perfetto.
Sì.
Brava, Francesca.
Ah, sì, sì, sono brava.
Okay, let's go a little further with dici or dice, and we're going to look at that expression come si dice, which means how is it said? How do you say?
Or how does one say?
How does one say such and such? In Italiano, ad esempio, Ella, you were telling us earlier that you've got a concert this weekend.
Yes, I do.
And when someone's going to perform something, you always wish, well, in English we would say break a leg.
Sì.
Not literally, obviously. So I've got a question then. Francesca, come si dice break a leg in Italiano?
Ovviamente si dice in bocca al lupo.
Certo, in bocca al lupo, in the mouth of the wolf or something like that, into the mouth of the wolf. So you could be thinking about that for your concert.
Thank you.
Oh, no, Ayla, don't say never grazie or thank you after in bocca al lupo.
Of course, I remember this from Coffee Break Italian season one.
Can you remember what you do say?
I would say crepi.
Sì, bravissima. Literally made a wolf die. It's not very politically correct,
no,
I know.
No. It's not the cheeriest of things either. Let's move on and look at some further idiomatic expressions. I guess Coffee Break Italian Season 2 is all about extending your range of language, so therefore it would make perfect sense to look at some further idiomatic expressions like in bocca al lupo.
Sì, sì.
And by doing this, we can practice come si dice anche.
Sì, and I also want to add sapere, and I want to ask you, sai come si dice?
Of course, do you know how to say sai come si dice? Okay, Francesca, so can you ask us a question then?
Sai come si dice come in italiano?
Allora, Ayla, sai come si dice come in? In italiano?
Si dice avanti.
Avanti, sì.
Ah, brava, molto bene.
So come in, when you're someone's knocking on the door, then you can say avanti.
Sì.
Okay, what about another one?
E sai come si dice touch wood in italiano?
Per la fortuna.
Sì,
okay.
Sì.
Sai come si dice touch wood in italiano?
No, I don't think I know this one.
Allora, non sai.
Sì, non so.
Ok, si dice, beh, letteralmente touch iron, toccaferro.
Toccaferro, ok, touch iron, touch wood, it becomes touch iron.
Sì.
Ok, let's do another one.
Ayla, sai come si dice help yourself in italiano?
So, for example, if you were in someone's house and they were inviting you to help yourself from the table?
Non so come si dice help yourself in italiano.
Ah, si dice serviti pure.
Serviti pure.
Serviti pure. Pure. I like pure. Just pure serve yourself. Sounds very funny in Scottish. Okay.
And I've got a question for you, Mark. I want to give Ayla a break.
Okay.
Mark, tu sai come si dice in italiano where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, I think it's got something to do with volere.
Sì.
To want and potere, to be able to.
Sì, just put them together.
Volere e potere? Oh, volere e potere.
Bravissimo, volere e potere.
So, to want is to be able to.
Sì, and something that applies to all language learners.
Absolutely.
Out there.
And I think that makes it a good expression to finish on. Of course, there's lots more on coffeebreakitalianplus.com, where you can access the bonus materials for this lesson, the video version, the lesson notes, and of course the bonus audio, which will give you more translation practices.
And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And we're also on Twitter at Learn Italian.
That's it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We will be back again soon, although we will be taking a short break before we start the next quarter of the Coffee Break Italian course. But we will be back again soon with more Italian for you. For now, grazie e arrivederci.
Ciao, alla prossima.
Grazie a tutti, ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.